This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
No Wayne. Well, at least no Wayne for 2 hours. He'll be here at 8 o'clock. My name is Lee Elsie. It's always an honor to get a chance to spend a little time with you. Tonight it's 2 hours. We'll have some laughs, some fun. We'll talk about some serious issues. Again, I'm broadcasting live and in person, as I always do, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York, right here in Connecticut. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. The most caller friendly show in America. I'd love to hear from you. I think I always thought that today officially kicks off summer. I know it's not until June 21st official, but I mean, this is when everybody starts to think about the beach and starts to think about the weekends that they're going to take off and go here and go there and do all the neat stuff that summer has. And everybody's already doing that today, so a lot of folks I'm sure have cashed it in already. I'm sure that some people took off yesterday, maybe even the day before, get a little extended weekend out of it. But Memorial Day, here is the important thing that I wanted to start out with Memorial Day, because I think that sometimes people don't quite understand what Memorial Day is. And a lot of times people will say, well, happy Memorial Day to you. Hey, very good. It's fantastic. No, really. And I had to learn this on the air. So I actually go out of my way to try to champion as best I can anything that has to do with the military. And I think I do it, well, I do it for a number of different reasons. I do it because I actually feel a little bit guilty that I never served the country in that capacity. And these men and women have literally put their life on the line for me and for you and for everybody else. So there's a little guilt involved there. And I think if I had to do it all over again, I might go in a different direction. But I just want to remind you guys that Memorial Day is a little bit different, right? Memorial Day is a holiday, yes, but it honors Americans who died while serving, honors the folks who gave it all up to make sure that me and you are free. So I always try to start it off, any show that's around Memorial Day or even around Veterans Day, to simply say, listen, it means a lot. It goes a long way. And I know it's maybe you've probably heard this before, but it goes a long way. Just go up to a vet if you see him in uniform over the weekend. You see him in the supermarket. You see him, I don't know, maybe you go to a parade. Maybe you're going to the movies and you see one that's in line ahead of you or behind you. Just shake a hand. Right, thanks a lot. You know, thank you for your service. Thank you for doing what you do. I mean, the person may not have seen combat. The person may never seen combat. But you know what? The person signed his name on the dotted line, and he put it all on the line. He or she, I shouldn't say just he, put it all on the line. Because they signed up to protect this country at all costs. And that sometimes means actually giving your life up to protect the United States of America. I got to bare my soul, I got to tell you the truth. So I put in the regular morning show shift. So I'm in here today doing a bunch of different things. And then after my regular show was over here in Connecticut, I started to look at some stuff to talk about tonight and started to go through some different things having to do with Trump and what have you. And I ran across this video. Somebody actually sent me this video. And it was a video of the Atlanta airport, the Delta terminal at the Atlanta airport. And it showed a flag-draped coffin being unloaded from the plane. And they had a bunch of people around. There were people, you could see from the camera angle, there were actually people in the terminal who were watching this coffin be unloaded. And the story is that it was a service member who died as a result of an IED, and Right behind the coffin was a smaller box that was the dog, that was the supposed, you know, the bomb-sniffing dog that was his partner. So they both got killed. And I don't know, man, you know I'm going to, if you listen to this show, if you listen and you know me, if you're getting to know me being a fill-in for Wayne, you know that I am a sucker for animals, anything with four legs and fur, I'm on board, and, you know, dogs in particular. But it was tough to get through seeing that, because you figure, you know, here are two heroes, right? Here are two heroes, and this is how it ends. Getting, you know, taken off a plane with a flag-draped coffin put into, you know, the back of a truck for the final ride, and he gave it all up for the freedom here in this country. So, again, if you see a veteran, this is what it's all about. Shake a hand. You all that goes along with that, because that is really what Memorial Day is all about. So I know it's a start to the summer, and everybody's feeling. You should feel good. I mean, you should feel good. I mean, you get a couple of days off. I don't know where you're going to be. I'm going to be in a place where it's going to be nice the next 3 days, which is a miracle here on the East Coast. It's been terrible all summer long. But I don't know if you're, you know, listening in Vegas or Dallas or Reno or San Antonio, Oklahoma City, some of the radio stations that are part of the USA Radio Network. I don't know what the weather's like for you, but enjoy. I mean, have yourself a great 3-day weekend. I'm sure you deserve. I'm sure you work very, very hard for all that you do. So, anyway, couple things I got to get to in the world of politics. So, I think I touched on this last time, but I figure I'll start with this. We only have a few minutes left before I got to take a first break. But the liberals, as opposed to the conservatives, or Democrats as opposed to Republicans now, as the rift continues to separate. You got a bigger divide every single day. But if you look at it and you think about what it is that the Democrats or the liberals want to do to me and you, and how they want to control your life and my life, and the platform, the 2020 platform for the President of the United States, they all pretty much have the same plan. The plan is to raise taxes, right? They're going to try to get their hands on more of your money. Say what you want, but the plan for just about every one of the candidates on the left is to kill babies. They want to make sure that you can take the life of an unborn baby right straight up to month 9. Even beyond that, we've got, you know, people who are talking about, well, if the abortion is botched and the baby is there, just let it expire. Think about that for a second. Think about how screwed up that is. What kind of human being would do something like that? So they want to kill babies. They want open borders. Right? They all want open borders. I got an immigration story I got to tell you in a little while, which, I mean, I had to read it 3 times to make sure that it wasn't a fake story. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, they want open borders. They want to make sure they have as many people in here as possible that could be potential voters. We all know that. Here's something that seems to be a common theme. And I was listening to somebody else the other day talk about how we probably shouldn't have any prisons. We probably should have some of the different form of... We have too many people in prison. Listen, for me, if you're breaking laws, if you're affecting somebody else's life, you should be in prison. Our problem is we don't keep people in prison long enough. Somebody commits violent crimes and they're out. They shouldn't be out. People who do violent felonies and violent crimes should be in forever. Why should I have to look over my shoulder, or somebody else has to look over their shoulder, or some pedophile, he gets a chance or she gets a chance to get out of prison early for good behavior or whatever and gets back out on the street to hunt and go after your kids over and over again? How is that even possible that we allow that to happen? So yes, the left wants to protect that. They want to defund the military. Every chance they get, every time you turn around, they want to steal money from the military and give it to more social programs. We all know they want illegals to vote. Bernie Sanders said not only do they want illegals to vote, they want felons to vote. They want felons in prison to vote. They said this to you. Bernie Sanders, before Joe Biden jumped into the race, was the number one candidate. He went on television and said, not only do I want people who have committed a felony to vote, I want people in prison who have committed a felony to vote. How about that? They want to suppress free speech. They want to control the media. They're controlling the media. They don't want to. They are controlling the media. There's no question about that. The idea of a one-world government. Yes, yes, yes. We know that. And they would love President Obama, former President Obama, to be the president of the world. You know it. I know it. The other part of this that's kind of scary, and those of you who have kids know this better than anybody else, is they want to indoctrinate your kid in schools, and they want to start early. You know it. I mean, you probably get homework sent home, and you're scratching your head as you're reading some of this stuff that they have these kids do. It's an indoctrination at an early level. It's a one world, it's a global, basically, they want a global system, and they want to start it as early as they can. And there are some other things in there as well, but it's really, the idea is, it's not common sense. It's insanity. It's crazy talk. And that's the Democrat Party. And that's why I think, you know, we need to continue to be vigilant. We need to continue to fight. And we need to continue to be, we have to be right all the time, because we cannot lose grip on what we've actually gained here in the last couple of years under President Trump. Whether you like Trump or not, whether you like his policies, hate him, like his attitude, hate it, whatever it is, there has been some, we have claimed some of what we've lost here in the last couple of years, but we can't let that slip back. All right, again, it's the official start to the Memorial Day weekend. Again, Wayne Allen Root will be back here at 8 o'clock or the third hour of the program. I got to make sure I get that right. But once again, 55% of Americans, really, they don't know the true meaning of what Memorial Day is all about. I hope you guys fly the flag tomorrow. 21% of you will fly the flag at half staff tomorrow to recognize the veterans that have fallen. 20% of you will go to parades tomorrow. 18% of you will go to a grave of a military member who has fallen in battle. So those of you who are doing that, bravo to all of you. All right, listen, I got a couple things I want to talk about when we come back. Bottom of the hour, Arthur Wicknick, the author of Nomsense. You're going to want to hear this interview. It's unbelievable. Stick around. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. What's the buzz in your garden? Bees can be pests, but without them, we'd never have the flowers and crops that we do. Help give pollinators a place to thrive by adding bee-friendly native plants to your garden now for fall blooms. Which flower species you choose will depend on your region. Ask for assistance at a local nursery specializing in native plants. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Right now, get great deals like buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands, like Valspar and Clark and Kensington. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or delivery is free. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands, now through Monday. Limit two. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
The reason my voice sounds so good, my doctor suggests... Colloidal silver lozenges, my doctor suggests, and that's the reason. By the way, it's funny because it's two things. First of all, it's the reason my throat is in such good shape and I'm able to do thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. And when I'm not on radio and TV, I'm doing thousands of hours of talking, giving speeches, and being on conference calls and making business calls and business meetings on the phone, in person, you name it. My voice is a workhorse, thank God. For the last 3 years, I found 3 years ago, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I like the cherry ones, and they have been a godsend. But also now, they sent me their colloidal silver lotion, you know, gel that you put on your face. And I had some sort of dry spot on my skin that wouldn't go away. Now, nobody else noticed it, but I could feel it. My hands would rub against it all the time, especially right before I went to bed. I was just feeling, what is that, man? It feels like my skin is kind of crunchy in that spot. It was just dry skin. It wouldn't go away no matter what I did. And I put the colloidal silver salve or gel or whatever you want to call it on there the last 3 nights in a row, and it's gone. It's gone. It's been there for like 5 years. No matter what lotion I put on my face, it never went away. I put colloidal silver on, gone. So go ahead and order from My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use promo code USA Radio, and you save 20% off your first order, and you can get the gel, you can get the mouthwash, you can get the soap. They sent all of it to me, and it's all fabulous. But the most important thing for me is the colloidal silver lozenges save my voice. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Just call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. 660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code USA Radio to save 20% off.
So I can attest to that. By the way, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the first 2 hours of the program for Wayne Allyn Root. We have some great listeners, and one in particular, just a wonderful woman named Sandy. She brought me some of those lozenges, man, and I'll tell you what, Wayne is 100% right. They work fantastic. All right, our number is 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. Anything and everything is up for grabs. We'll head all the way out to Long Island and bring on Chet. Chet, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Lee, Wayne's always right.
Right? That's right.
He's the Godfather. Right. The Godfather.
The Godfather. That's right.
Listen, before I get into what I wanted to talk about, Jeff Kroger from the veterans out in the Hamptons wanted me to thank you.
Oh, for the car show.
Promoting one of their yeah. Best. Right. Everybody nationally listening to this guy that's filling in for Wayne when he does, and I know you're going to be doing it a lot more. This guy fights for the veterans every day of his life. He's an awesome patriot, and that's something people maybe don't know that are listening to you out in Las Vegas and in California, but they should.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
So listen, Lee, Eddie Gallagher could possibly get pardoned by President Trump. And they're talking about the possibility of it happening over Memorial Day weekend, which would be a great thing. Well, I saw our old pal Hillary put out a tweet linking to the story of Eddie Gallagher and the possible pardon, and she wrote, "Disgusting."
Hmm.
You know, I didn't see her saying disgusting over this Jihadi John that was just released from prison. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. It really is. It's incredible how you gotta fight this all everywhere.
And it's mind-numbing to me that a good liberal like Hillary, I don't even know whether I would consider her a liberal, I think she's demonic, would throw a fit about the possible pardon of somebody that fought for this country, and by all accounts, with his defense and what happened, where he killed another scumbag Taliban member, she would throw a stink about this. But she doesn't say a damn thing about somebody that turned his back on this country and went to fight for the enemy. And that guy, by the way, Lee, that guy should be brought to town square and hung.
Get no argument. No argument for me on that one. No question about it. The guy is just, to me, it's dirty. It's dirty. Chet, listen, enjoy the weekend. The music's playing, man. I appreciate it. You are a great patriot out there in Long Island, and I can't thank you enough for being a long-time listener, as always. And, again, we appreciate it and enjoy the weekend. All right, so here's the deal. We got Arthur Wicknick coming up in just a couple minutes. You may not recognize the name. He's written a book called Nonsense. When I filled in for Wayne before, I brought him on. He's got a story. This past week was actually the anniversary of 50 years on Monday, Hamburg Hill. He was at Hamburg Hill. He climbed that hill. He fought the Vietnam forces on that hill. He's going to tell that story after the bottom of the hour. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the President of the United States.
The President speaking to reporters before heading off to Japan in Air Force One. Jake Patterson, the man who pleaded guilty to killing James and Denise Kloss and kidnapping their 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, faced sentencing on Friday. Judge James Babler ordered Patterson to spend the rest of his life in prison.
You are the embodiment of evil, and the public can only be safe if you are incarcerated until you die.
Patterson was sentenced to two life sentences and 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network. I have a very special guest and a friend of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran. He's written a book called Nam Sense. His name is Arthur Wicknick. And this is a very special week because this week actually marks the 50th anniversary. Monday, in fact, was the 50th anniversary to the day when a number of brave soldiers, including Arthur Wicknick, stormed up to the top of Hamburger Hill in Vietnam. So I brought Arthur on to get into some detail about what it was like to go up to the top of Hamburger Hill. Let's just start from the beginning. Let's talk about the battle.
This was a battle that took 72 young American lives, wounded another 350 to 400 young men. Probably was the one turning point in the war where the American public was finally fed up with the war, because it took 10 days to take this hill. And within a week or so, 1 week or so after the end of the battle, we left it. We abandoned it. Of course, it was a war of attrition. We were not there to secure ground, but we were there to kill as many of the enemy as possible. After the cost of taking this hill in American lives, the American public finally said, "That's it. We've had enough." So there was a firestorm of there was already protests in the states anyhow, but this precipitated even more protests. So President Nixon then, within a few months, announced that he's going to change the focus of the war. He's going to turn it over to the South Vietnamese Army in a program called Vietnamization. Within, I think, 2 months, 3 months after the battle, he began troop withdrawals. Going into a battle of this magnitude, on the day that I was there, there were 700 of us attacking this hill from all different directions. So, I mean, you couldn't plan a movie that big.
Right.
And to watch some of these guys charging up the hill alongside me, on either side of me, firing their weapons, throwing grenades. We all had fixed bayonets in case we had to do some hand-to-hand combat, which I never got involved with, thankfully. But watching these young men charge up that hill after 10 days of doing this,
right,
and still having the will or the wherewithal to continue on, I served along some amazingly brave young men.
So when you were running up the hill the first time, and, you know, you tell that story, and we'll get to that in a second. You were running, obviously, side by side with men who have done it. They did it for 10. This is the 10th day in a row they've done this?
Yes.
Literally, they're facing bullet fire, machine gun fire, 10 days in a row to try to gain a hill that we're going to give up 4 days later.
Well, of course, they didn't know we're going to give it up.
No, I know that. You think about, you do something like that one time, it's forever life-changing. You know, you've got to navigate your way through, essentially, you know, a minefield as you're going up a hill. But you don't just do it on Monday. You do it Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And then, you know, reinforcements come and you do it Saturday and Sunday. That's insane, Arthur. And these guys, you know, they kept going back.
That's right. But, you know, in between each successive assault, we brought in airstrikes, yeah, artillery strikes, cannon fire. In fact, over the 10 days of the battle, over 1,000 tons of bombs were dropped. 142 tons of napalm was used on that hill, and 31,000 rounds of 20-millimeter cannon fire was fired at that hill. So it wasn't that we were just sending people up there without any support.
Let's start from the night before. You get to this hill the night before?
Well, can I start a little earlier?
Yeah, go wherever you want to go.
Well, first of all, I was drafted into the Army. I did not want to go in. I had a brand-new 1968 Camaro. I had a girlfriend I was crazy about, and I had a good job at Pratt & Whitney Aircraft, so I was making good money. And, you know, I got my draft notice. And just like so many other young men, most guys join the Navy or the Air Force if they, you know, they had to do 4 years, though. I opted to take the draft because it's only 2 years, you know, I'll be in and I'll be out.
Right.
So anyhow, I end up at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and from there I went to Fort Polk, Louisiana, at a place called Tigerland. And there's a big sign when you enter there, it says, Home of the Combat Infantrymen for Vietnam. Well, oh, great. This is where I'm going to train. So anyhow, the military thought that I had leadership skills. And after advanced infantry training, they sent me to Fort Benning, Georgia, to an NCO school, non-commissioned officer candidate school. I spent 6 months there in another fort honing my skills as a leader. So when I got to Vietnam in April of 1969, I was a squad leader. I'm in charge of 12 to 15 men. And the problem with that is I come over there as the leader of guys who have been there for 4, 6, 8 months right. and have been doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, they look at me like, who the hell are you?
Right.
And you're going to tell us what to do? Yeah, I don't think so.
Did you defer to them a little bit in the beginning?
Oh, I had to.
Okay.
I absolutely had to because these guys, even though some of these guys are actually younger than me, I was 20 years old, but there was some of these guys were teenagers,
wow.
but they look like they were 30.
Sure.
Because they've seen the gates of hell.
Right.
You know, they've been through a lot.
Right.
So for the first couple of weeks, I just kept, hey, what do I do here? How do we do this? And they kind of warmed up to me a little bit, like, oh, great. You know, or good, not oh, great. Oh, good, because at least this guy's going to listen to us.
Right.
And that's what I did. So actually the defining moment in making me a revered leader, for lack of a better word, was Hamburger Hill. Because, all the time before Hamburger Hill, we were in an area known as the Flatlands. It was kind of looked like Nebraska or, you know, an area with rolling hills with, you know, grassy plains. Wherever there was a stream, there was a lot of vegetation growing in the streams. So that's where we spent most of my time when I first got there in Vietnam.
You don't really see a lot of fighting in the beginning,
no,
right?
No, a couple of ambushes.
Right.
And I was pretty much told to always stay away from the, don't be in the front because you don't know what the hell you're doing yet.
Right.
So I did.
Right.
I stayed with the kind of in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
And we were at that point I was working in a platoon size, which is about 35 or 40 guys.
Okay. You don't see much fighting and then you get orders to go to Hamburg Hill.
Yes. Yes, so
just like that.
Pretty much.
Do you know what it is, though, before you get
no,
there?
No, no.
They don't say Hamburger Hill.
No.
They give you a number, like a hill number, right?
Hill 937. Yeah. So what had happened is I had only been in country 3 or 4 weeks, and our captain gets us all together and says, men, we're going into the Ashaw Valley. Some of our sister companies have ran into a problem out there at a hill, 937, and we're going to go help them. So guys were looking at each other like, wait a minute, the Ashaw Valley, that's where the enemy drives trucks. That's where they store all their goods. That's part of the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Wow.
So we're going there. And what do you mean some of our guys are in trouble? You know,
right, right.
You know, we're the strongest army in the world.
Yeah.
And we're going against, a problem area.
When they say that to you guys, and you obviously you're smart, you know what's going on. Were you guys talking amongst each other, what you're trying to figure out what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
They give you any more information?
No, no. So the next morning we loaded up. We doubled up on everything. We used, in the flatlands, we carried maybe 120 rounds of ammunition and one or two hand grenades. Here we're doubling up, 240 rounds, four hand grenades. Make sure you got a bayonet with you. Sunrise, we fly out to this valley. We landed on the valley floor, and then the smaller helicopters picked us up, and were going to take us to the battle area.
Right.
And while we're flying around, there must have been, if you look at some of these Vietnam War movies, you see 30 or 40 helicopters flying around. That was us.
Right.
There must have been 30 birds in the air,
wow.
all flying in a big circle and dropping off troops. So it's a mountainous area. It looks something like Vermont or Maine. But in one big area, there's this big brown area.
Right.
So against this green backdrop. So we knew that's where we were going. And as the helicopter's coming in, the door gunner says to me, "We're not landing. You have to jump out."
Yeah.
So I said, "Well, I want to land." And he says, "I don't care what you want. You know, every helicopter coming in is taking sniper fire. We're going to hover for a second, a couple of feet above the ground, and you're going to jump out." So the helicopter comes in, and we're hovering there, and the guys jump out on one side, and I'm looking down. Man, I'm like 6 feet off the ground here, and I got 70 pounds on my back. I'm not going to jump. So I'm leaning out I'm standing on the skid and leaning out, and all of a sudden, the door gunner kicked me in the ass, and out I went. Landed flat on my face.
Oh, man.
And, so anyhow, I get up and we all gather together, and there's GIs everywhere. There's soldiers all over the place.
Right.
But one of the things that impressed me right off the bat was the place stunk of urine and human waste. These guys have been there. We arrived on the ninth day.
Right.
So these guys have been there for these 9 days doing their assaults from this spot. Nobody buried their human waste. They just went. And there's garbage everywhere.
You got dropped off literally at the foot of that mountain?
Yeah, well,
the hill?
At the foot, I would say, like 300 or 400 feet away from the...
That close?
That close.
Wow.
So there was a lot of, when you got off the helicopter flat on your face, was there gunfire all over?
Oh, yeah.
The place?
Well, there was gunfire. There was a machine gun on the ground firing into the jungle, spraying the jungle to keep the enemy from sniping at each helicopter as it came in.
Okay.
So we came in the afternoon, and we were going to go the next day. That afternoon, we worked ourselves into a position around the base of the hill, and a lot of other companies did the same thing. So we pretty much had the hill surrounded.
We're talking with Arthur Wicknick. It's the 50th anniversary of Hamburg Hill, and he was there that day. Give me a visual. The pictures that I've seen of Hamburger Hill are desolate, right?
Yes.
There's nothing. So what does it look like?
So where we landed, it was green, and there was vegetation, bamboo, vines, all kinds of things like that. But through the trees, you can see a little. You can see off in the distance. There was nothing out there. There was nothing but upturned roots, logs laying around. Equipment was strewn everywhere. And if you can think of a World War One battlefield, that's what this looked like.
Okay, you're making your way towards that.
We're making our way towards that, but we're kind of skirting it to get around the bottom of the mountain. And this is a mountain.
Right.
It's not a hill.
It's
not
a mountain.
It's a 3,000 foot mountain.
Okay.
So it's huge. Then the word came down, and we're all kind of strung out in a line. So the word came down that said, everybody put your bayonets on in case you have to get in a hand-to-hand combat situation. And also, we are not taking any prisoners today. So even if an enemy soldier raises his hands,
doesn't matter.
Just shoot him. Okay. Now, I haven't seen any combat since I've been there. And this is what I got to deal with now.
Wow.
Killing people, even if they're surrendering.
Right. Okay, Arthur, hold that thought. Hang on one second. I'll come right back. We got to take a break. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We've got Arthur Wicknick with us talking about the Battle of Hamburger Hill. We'll continue that conversation right after this. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000.
Special guest with me is Arthur Wicknick, author of the book Nonsense. We're telling a story about the charge up to the top of Hamburger Hill. He was actually there on the final assault, the final day. So when we left off, Arthur, you were at the bottom of the hill. Pick it up from there.
So we have this 1 to 2 hour artillery barrage. Every fire base in the Eshaw Valley was firing rounds at that hill. So, I mean, it was one explosion after another. And you're talking thousands and thousands of rounds.
Right. Does that make you feel, because you know what you got to do now, right? You haven't, now they told you you've got to charge this hill, correct?
Yes.
So that's got to make you feel okay. The more they hit that hill with artillery, the better you feel, right?
I felt great. Seriously, I'm thinking, man, those poor bastards up there, they're getting pulverized, right. And there isn't going to be anybody left.
Right.
So little did I know that wasn't, they were getting pulverized, but there was some left.
Yeah.
So I'm watching these guys crawling and rolling around behind tree stumps and stuff and firing their weapon, you know, like John Wayne style. Right. And I'm not going to crawl, you know. I'm just going to go up there because there's nobody left.
Yeah.
And everybody's shooting. And I said, well, let them shoot. You know, I'm going to save my ammo in case I need it.
Sure.
So I'm kind of walking. You know, I'm just jumping around a little bit, but just pretty much walking. Right. And I didn't notice that the dirt around me, it was like little puffs of dirt was flying up. I said, what the heck is that? You know, something from the artillery. There's something in the ground here. It's making the dirt pop up. And I actually leaned over and looked down at the ground, and I go, holy crap, those are bullets. Somebody's shooting at me. Well, of course they're shooting at you, because you're the only one standing out there. You're walking. So then I'm like everybody else. I'm on the ground. I'm crawling around.
Right.
And I'm working my way. And I fired a few rounds up there. I don't have a target. I'm just shooting at the hill.
Right.
Shooting at
how,
dirt.
How steep is the hill?
It's a 70-degree
so it's almost incline. Straight up.
It's like going up a barn roof, if you can imagine that.
Okay. I always got a different picture of that. Okay.
If you see the movie Hamburger Hill, it gives you kind of an idea. But,
yeah.
You know, 70 degree in some areas, and some places it wasn't as steep.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go to the area where it's not as steep, that's where the enemy concentrated their fire, because that's the easy way to get up.
Sure.
So some guys would gravitate towards that area. Somehow, my company was stuck in the area that it's like going up a cliff.
I guess.
Not quite, but it was pretty steep. So anyhow, I'm crawling around. I'm firing a few times. I'm not firing at anything. I get into a bomb crater, and I'm looking up at the hill, and I see puffs of smoke.
Yeah.
I said, there's somebody shooting back at us up there. I'm sure he's not shooting at me. So I kind of pop up, fire off a full burst of M16 ammo, get back down, put another clip in, pop up again, fire another burst, get down. And then the third time I popped up, something blinded me. Something hit me in the face. I didn't know what the heck it was. And then as I reached up to check my face, I exposed myself, and then I got hit in the chest with something, and it knocked me backwards. So now I'm laying there, and I knew I had been hit. I didn't know how bad at first.
Right.
And, you know, my eyes were stinging, my chest is hurting. And so I'm laying there thinking, well, this is where I'm going to die. This is it.
Right.
So
you think you got shot.
I'm thinking that I'm shot,
right.
And I'm just going to just fade away.
Right.
And so I'm laying there, and I said, wait a minute, I'm hurting more. This is just getting painful. Why do I have to suffer first? Can't I just die? So these are the dopey thoughts going through my mind. So I finally I can see a little bit. What it was dirt in my eyes, and I look down at my chest, and I'm on fire. So I beat out the flames, and what had happened is every time I popped up, there was a guy up there look at this idiot. You know, next time he pops up, I'm going to let him have it.
Right.
So,
you waited.
So what he did, he shot at me and shot right in front of my face, and that's where the dirt got into my eyes.
Right.
So an inch higher, he would have hit me square in the nose.
Wow.
So and then when I exposed myself, he shot me in the chest. But I had all this equipment wrapped around my chest, you know, magazines of M16 ammo. It was like 6 inches thick of all the bullets that I was carrying. But they're carried in a cloth bandolier. So we figured that his second shot was a tracer round.
Right.
You know, one of those burning bullets, and it landed in the equipment and just started burning.
Now, what was everybody else doing? Were they talking to yelling to you?
No, there was a lot of shouting, but, you know, if somebody gets hit, you just keep going. You got to keep going.
Okay.
So you might yell medic.
Yep.
And, hey, medic, over there. You
but
know?
You're not talking to the guy next to you saying, you know, look at that guy up there or look
over here.
Or, you know.
No, you couldn't distinguish what he was saying because there was so much firing going on.
Was it one of those situations, Arthur, they say when you get into a stadium filled with people, and like an athlete, they get this tunnel vision. Did you kind of have the tunnel vision thing happening where everything on the outside was sort of a blur, but what you were doing focused on was
that
crystal clear?
That is exactly what happened. After I recomposed myself,
right.
I got the fire out. I'm thinking, I got to get out of the spot because now I'm a target.
Right.
And I looked to my left, and I noticed there was a little ridge there that had a little bit of vegetation and a couple of big boulders. And I said, well, that's where I'm going. I'm going to get over there and get some cover. So I jumped up. I yelled to my guys, follow me. We're going up this way. And I took off. And then once I started running, I couldn't stop. I just kept going up that hill.
I always appreciate you coming on. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for your service. Once again, the book is Nonsense. Arthur Wicknick. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
B2.